This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, today is going to be an intense sports talk day. The topics, the guests, all of it right here. The debates, the poll questions, and the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. 877-881-1053. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. We'll get back to Monday Night Football and the Jalen Ramsey debate with some of your calls and texts at 620 here on DFW Sports Station. Terrible news. Like, news that really, really puts a little wrench in my stomach is Michael Gallup is gone for 2 to 4 weeks with the injury that came from the Redskins game.
Yeah, this is now, thankfully, in one of the 2 to 4 weeks, it's Miami, and then it's Teddy Bridgewater Saints. So you're getting, hopefully, a little bit of a break here, but this is a this is gut-wrenching. I like the way you said that, the wrench in my stomach, because it did. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, God.
That's how good he's been.
Yeah.
He's their leading receiver right now.
He's the favorite.
13 catches, 226 yards, 17.5 yards per catch with zero touchdowns, but he's got a long of 62, and everyone in the entire league was watching him break out.
Yep.
Break out.
It was the breakout season for him to start. Maybe he'll pick it back up where he left off when he comes back, but you know, this was Dak's, you know, sort of number one option. At least that's what it seemed like after two games. He was targeting him a lot. They had a good thing going, and now we'll see. But listen, is it all that bad? We saw receivers, you know, not being available, and of course it was Patrick Mahomes, right, without Tyreek Hill. So does it matter as much as it would have in years past?
Let's see.
This new Dak Prescott?
We'll find out.
I'll find out.
It's a great question. If the quarterback is truly elite, it should not matter that much.
Right.
But Michael Gallup is having arthroscopic surgery to trim his meniscus. Out 2 to 4 weeks, Ian Rappaport says no structural damage besides the meniscus tear, so the return should be quick. But I was thinking the same thing with losing Tyreek Hill, although we know that no one in the world right now is Patrick Mahomes.
No, and that offense, I mean, those guys are open all the time. And you know,
but Gronk, you point out, yep, New England losing Gronk.
They lose Gronk. I mean, but again,
hasn't mattered.
It's Tom Brady.
Right, it's Tom Brady.
So there is a level. I mean, that, as good as Dak has been, there's a level of elite that he has to get to at some point. And he might get there, but as of now, he's not Brady, he's not Mahomes.
But you go into these games with Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb, and Devin Smith. If Devin Smith doesn't have that play against the Redskins, I'm much more fearful. But now it kind of cements what we saw in training camp to where I feel positive about Devin Smith out there. And again, when you look at the schedule, as Choppy pointed out, you should be okay.
You should be okay, even though, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the...
Although, let me say this real quick. New Orleans has, you know, a heck of a player in the secondary in Lattimore, so he is probably going to try to lock up Amari. And then Green Bay's secondary is getting a lot of press,
yeah,
for being much improved. So it's going to be at the Saints, Packers after the Dolphins. And the Jets' defense is being talked about a little bit, not just because Greg Williams is the bounty hunter and in the news for Odell, but they have Jamal Adams back there, so
yeah,
just something to keep in mind.
Now, I don't know if you saw this. I saw this on the internets, but the Saints' percentage chance of winning these games only dropped 1% every game they play in.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah, I did. That's ignorant.
I was surprised by that. I was very much surprised. Now,
ignorant.
Breece is probably getting a little bit older. Was definitely getting older. Maybe not as good as he was 2 years ago. But I thought this was a little bit crazy that their percentage chance wins goes from, they had a 55% chance of beating the Cowboys with Drew and now 54 with Teddy. I found it to be a little bit unsettling.
Well, that doesn't really add up. I'll explain why in a second. But Michael Gallup, again, out 2 to 4 weeks, and he was balling this year. Fifth most yards in the NFL at wideout. Who leads the league in receiving yards? Roy White, fantasy expert.
That would be John Ross III.
Well done.
Wow.
John Ross, Sammy Watkins, Marquise Brown. Man, is he coming on from Oklahoma. Odell Beckham and Michael Gallup with 226. So Gallup out. We will ask Jerry about that at 8:30 this morning. And then Taco. Oh, Taco. Stephen Jones was asked yesterday by the Ben and Skin show, how does Taco ever get on the field for this team?
Well, I think it's just, some of it is just flexibility, position flex when you're talking about the backup roles. And certainly that's where Taco is. And, I think our feeling has been that Joe Jackson can play both sides. We've been having Taco more one-sided. And so it's just a matter of finding the right time and place to get that going again. And certainly, he had a great preseason, had a great season, and, feel like if given the opportunity, he can help us, if it fits. So we'll continue to work on that and see what makes sense.
Well, Taco is clearly sitting at home and just searching his name on Twitter like Baker Mayfield does, because people were transcribing that interview, and I think it was Mark Lane, who does a lot of fine work that we know here at The Fan. And Taco responded to Mark's tweet saying, free me. And basically, he later deleted that. But basically, Taco went on to say, the last thing I want to do is have to go to social media to get what I want so I can play football again. And my agent has told me the real reason that I'm not playing, basically saying, what Steven is saying is a bunch of mumbo jumbo, which we all know it is, position flex, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. It's more than that. But Taco Charlton saying, free me, after Steven went on Ben and Skin yesterday.
Yeah, you don't take a first-round pick as make him an inactive because of position flexibility.
Right.
Okay.
Especially for a fifth-rounder in Joe Jackson.
Exactly. This is... they don't like Taco. He's in their doghouse.
Right.
And he's going to stay in the doghouse because coaches, for whatever reason, don't allow players ever out of the doghouse. Happens all around life and work. Taco putting that tweet out there, he's going from the Antonio Brown playbook of trying to get released. I get it. If I was Taco, I'd be like, let me go play somewhere where I could play. Like, if I was Taco.
Well, if you were Taco's agent, would you say, go ahead and make more noise to get cut or shut up so that they can deal you to someone who maybe thought highly of you in the draft?
Well, I would say, shut up and let me deal you. And I think that's why he deleted the tweet pretty quickly.
That's not the new NFL, though.
No.
As Steve Young went off about last night, that the NFL has become the NBA and players are dictating and controlling all their movement.
Yep.
So maybe, these players are following suit, Taco included.
They saw it happen in the other league, and they're trying to do the same thing. And I think Steve's right. That's what they're trying to do. But if you're Taco doesn't have the clout to do that.
Right.
He ain't Antonio Brown. If Jalen Ramsey wants to do that, Jalen's got clout. He can make that happen. Taco, dude, they're just going to cut you. Right?
What
he wants. They're going to trade you for a fifth. They'll send you to an outpost just to get you out of here. Like, do you really want to go to Miami? Okay.
By the way, for everybody who keeps saying, well, the Cowboys formula with the way they're building, all you have to do, just draft well. Just keep killing the draft.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Just trust Will McClay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, and I'm not calling out Will McClay for this, you're going to have misses. That's what some people around here have forgotten, that you are going to miss more often in the draft. They blew this first-round pick. So for all this, all you got to do is just keep drafting good football players. You keep drafting good football. You are going to miss. The run that they've had as of late is not sustainable.
Nope.
That's not being a hater or negative. That's just being realistic.
Yeah, it is not sustainable. And it's never been sustainable that this league, outside of the Gil Brandt Cowboys of the 60s and 70s, were the only team out there that was using information beyond calling up the...
They're the only team that had a computer.
That was it.
That Gil went and built.
Gil built it, and he tried to sell it to Green Bay, and Lombardi's like, no. So he comes here and he sells it, and, it's like, guys, you're not calling up the head coach of West Virginia and saying, who's the best offensive tackle you've seen?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't work like that anymore. All this information's out there. You're going to miss. Other teams are going to find guys. The draft is more difficult now. Well, you know, they can get good picks, but guess what? Two of the last three first picks they've taken were inactive on Sunday. And Taco and Tristan.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
That's going to happen. Yeah. Taco fits that have been thrown out there. Miami?
Miami's a fit because he's probably their best defensive player.
Go out there and he would be their best defensive player. The Atlanta Falcons? He has a former Ann Arbor connection.
DJ Durkin.
Durkin served as the defensive coordinator and linebackers coach at Michigan in 2015 when Taco had a breakout year, 30 tackles, 5.5 sacks, and a forced fumble, each career highs at the time. Now, we took this guy the first, and his breakout was 5.5 sacks.
Now, the next year, he did have 10 sacks. Okay. So he did have 10 sacks the next year. But, again, like, you know, this was not a breakout. Oh, my God, this is one of the best defensive ends that we've ever seen.
And then some people trying to throw out Indianapolis because of Matt Eberflus. So just some possible Taco destinations.
You know, you got a short list there. You got a real short list. Miami might have the most capital to send because they're going to be, you know, just basically bleeding. They have a surplus of picks coming up. They might be a good one to go with.
And please, please, Cowboy Tolo, stop with the tweets of what if we give so-and-so Taco in a fifth? What if we give someone Taco in a fourth? The Cowboys are treating him like garbage and trash. You think someone else? What? Oh, these trades today are driving me insane.
You need to pretend that Taco Charlton is worth a fifth or a sixth round pick to other teams.
Yes.
Because that's what you would get right now. If you were just saying we want a selection back, teams would go, maybe you can have a
You need fifth. To pretend that Taco is legitimately a jack-in-the-box taco.
Yeah.
sitting around when the grease is leaking through the paper when you get it from the drive-thru, but now imagine it's sitting around for 3 days after that.
I'd be willing to bet there will come a time where a team would actually give more for a shrimp taco, a good shrimp taco.
Shrimp tacos are great.
They are. They're very good.
All depending on that white cream sauce.
Uh-huh. Whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but it tastes really, really good.
Yeah.
Really delicious. But he's got zero value.
Yes. Please stop acting like Taco Charlton is attractive to anybody. It's ridiculous. It's putting some of your sports knowledge on blast.
We trade Sean Barely for Shaq.
He is shredded lettuce. That's what he is.
Oh.
He's shredded lettuce that you actually
got to use it though.
I'm trying. All right, I'll think of something else. TV ratings. This is really embarrassing. So, the Cowboys TV rating in DFW got about a 30% of the Metroplex. Watched the Cowboys-Redskins game. That's pretty daggone good. Football, religion, Texas. Awesome. The Redskins rating came in for D.C. and all the Hoggettes. The Redskins lost in D.C. ratings-wise to the Bengals and the Niners. We Want Dallas and all that got a lower rating than Bengals, Niners, a blowout in Cincinnati.
Mm.
Also lower than, here's some of the numbers. New Orleans got a 51.6.
That's Football Town.
51.
Like, is there
a 51?
Dude, this is not.
We got a 30.
Yeah, New Orleans is not Charlotte. Like, there's stuff to do there. And everyone is sitting around on their TVs.
Milwaukee. You would expect this from Milwaukee. They put up a 43.7. Kansas City, a 39.6. Buffalo, a 36.4. Pittsburgh, a 36. Minneapolis, a 35. Denver, obviously this is for all their local teams. Mm-hmm. Denver, a 33. Boston, a 33. Philly, 32.6. DFW, 30.7. And then all the way down to Washington, an 18 for Cowboys Redskins. Which state do you think put up the lowest numbers?
The lowest number. Oh, it's California.
California. L.A. with a 16 for Saints-Rams.
Ooh.
A 16. And then Bay Area, 15 for San Francisco-Cincy.
So Milwaukee got better numbers for an Eagles-Falcons game than the Bay Area did for Niners-Bengals. Okay. An out-of-town, an out-of-market game. In fact, New Orleans got better numbers for Eagles-Falcons than D.C. got for Redskins. Like, that is crazy. It's crazy.
Think about what Dan Snyder has done to those fans. Sucking the life, the soul out of Redskins fans. They would rather watch San Francisco Cincy in a beatdown than the Redskins Cowboys in Washington. Apathy. That's what Jerry Jones has always been petrified of.
Always. Always been petrified of it.
Not caring.
Yep.
Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter.
And that's why he went and got Bill.
Yep.
The fans during Campo, three straight 5-11s, they had turned apathetic. He wanted the new stadium. He never would have taken Bill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.